This is part two of a two-part series about the SSPX called Undeniable Truths About the SSPX. If you have not watched part one, go back and watch it first. I don't want a whole bunch of comments making accusations against the SSPX of things that I've already gone over in that video. In fact, if that does happen, I'm just going to delete the comments. I also want to clarify something that I had said in the first video. I said that Bishop Williamson's excommunication was reinstated. And this is true, but it's a laetae sententia excommunication for consecrating bishops. So the same situation as Lefebvre. I'll let you judge whether or not you think that that excommunication is valid. I think it probably isn't. But anyway, here is the rest of the video, part two. Undeniable truth number five. Attending SSPX Mass or receiving other sacraments is not a sin and does not incur any penalty such as excommunication. In 1996, Monsignor Parola of the PCED wrote in a letter to an individual, quote, "The situation of the faithful attending chapels of the Society of St. Pius X is more complicated. They may attend Mass there primarily because of an attraction to the earlier form of the Roman Rite, in which case they incur no penalty." In 2003, Monsignor Pearl gave a lengthy response to many questions when asked, "Is it a sin for me to attend a Pius X Mass?" He responded, "If your primary reason for attending were to manifest your desire to separate yourself from communion with the Roman Pontiff and those in communion with him, it would be a sin. If your intention is simply to participate in a Mass according to the 1962 Missal for the sake of devotion, this would not be a sin." Many people say this letter was sent to an individual and answers are given tailored to that individual's situation, which are not expressed and cannot be seen as giving general information. But if you read the whole letter, it's clear the Monsignor was indeed making general statements. I'll provide a link to the letter in the description. But regardless, in the same questionnaire sent to Cardinal Hoyas and answered in 2008 cited earlier, which is asking these questions in general and not citing individual situations, Brian Mershon asks, "Do lay Catholics who frequent Society of St. Pius X chapels either more or less frequently incur any sin or canonical delict by doing so? If done solely out of devotion to the Church's Latin liturgical tradition and not to separate oneself from communion with one's diocesan ordinary or local pastor?" The PCED answered, "Catholics who frequent the chapels of the Society of St. Pius X do not incur any sin or canonical delict by doing so." In 1991, six individuals from the Diocese of Honolulu were excommunicated by the local bishop for their association with the SSPX. The bishop decreed, quote, "Whereas you performed a schismatic act not only by procuring the services of Bishop Williamson to perform confirmations at Our Lady of Fatima Chapel, but also by that very association with the aforementioned bishop, you incurred ipso facto the grave censure of excommunication." The excommunicated six immediately appealed the case to Rome. Finally, in a letter dated June 28, 1993, the United States Apostolic Pronuncio, Archbishop Chevalian, declared on Cardinal Ratzinger's behalf, quote, "From the examination of the case conducted on the basis of the law of the Church, it did not result that the facts referred to in the above-mentioned decree are formal schismatic acts, in the strict sense, as they do not constitute the offense of schism, and therefore the congregation holds that the decree of May 1, 1991 lacks foundation and hence validity. The Catholic Church has been consistent. As long as you are attending SSPX Masses without the intent to separate yourself from the Roman Pontiff, for example, devotion to the Latin Mass, you incur no penalties." Undeniable truth number six. Attending SSPX Masses fulfills your Sunday obligation. The Code of Canon Law states, Canon 1248.1, "A person who assists at a Mass celebrated anywhere in a Catholic rite, either on the feast day itself or on the evening of the preceding day, satisfies the obligation of participating in the Mass." Furthermore, the Code of Canon Law also states that you can receive communion, Canon 923. The Christian faithful can participate in the Eucharistic sacrifice and receive Holy Communion in any Catholic rite. Canonist Reverend Brian Dunn pointed out concerning the fulfillment of our Sunday obligation in the writing of the 1983 Code of Canon Law, quote, "This broad understanding of the fulfillment of the Mass obligation seems to have been the mindset of those who prepared the 1983 Code of Canon Law. While the proposed text for Canon 1248 had read that the obligation of Mass attendance is satisfied anywhere that a Catholic rite is celebrated legitimately, the Commission eliminated the word legitimately, since the members argued the cause of illegitimacy rests with the sacred minister and the faithful should not be punished for the fault of the minister. The notes from the discussion of the preparatory committee that formed this canon stated the following. It has been suggested that the word legitimately be deleted. All the consultants, with the exception of one, approved of such a suggestion, because often the cause of illegitimacy resides in the sacred minister, and the Christian faithful should not be punished for such a fault of the sacred minister. In 1984, a woman wrote Cardinal Odie, then prefect of the Sacred Congregation of the Clergy, quote, "Could you kindly send my family and myself a letter with the information that you told me on the telephone that we are fulfilling our Sunday obligation for Sunday Mass by attending Holy Mass at the Chapel of St. Michael the Archangel, which is under Archbishop Lefebvre. Signed, Mrs. Barbara Keenan." Cardinal Odie replied, "According to the new Code of Canon Law, the obligation of assisting at Mass is satisfied wherever Mass is celebrated in a Catholic rite, either on the day of the obligation itself or the evening before. I hope that settles your doubts." In the 2003 letter from the PCED, Monsignor Pearl states, points 1 and 3 in our letter of September 27, 2002 to this correspondent are accurately reported. His first question was, "Can I fulfill my Sunday obligation by attending a Pius X Mass?" And our response was, "In the strict sense, you may fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending a Mass celebrated by a priest of the Society of St. Pius X. Both Father Z and Father John Stone Melnick reported that when they worked for the PCED, it was its position that assisting at a Mass of the SSPX fulfilled your Sunday obligation. Father Z wrote, "When I worked for the Holy See's Dicastery, which had competency in the matter, the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, it was the position that, yes, you could fulfill your obligation on a day of precept at a Mass celebrated with the 1962 Missal Romanum by a priest of the SSPX. Undeniable truth number 7. SSPX priests perform the sacraments of penance and matrimony both validly and licitly. For the Year of Mercy, Pope Francis extended faculties to SSPX priests to validly and licitly absolve penitents in the sacrament of confession. Quote, "For the Jubilee year, I had also granted that those faithful who, for various reasons, attend churches officiated by the priests of the priestly fraternity of St. Pius X, can validly and licitly receive the sacrament of absolution for their sins. I have personally decided to extend this faculty beyond the Jubilee year, until further provisions are made, lest anyone ever be deprived of the sacramental sign of reconciliation through the Church's pardon." A letter of Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei to the ordinaries of the Episcopal Conferences concerned on the faculties for the celebration of marriages of the faithful of the Society of St. Pius X reads, "Insofar as possible, the local ordinary is to grant the delegation to assist at the marriage to a priest of the diocese, such that the priest may receive the consent of the parties during the marriage rite, followed, in keeping with the liturgy of the Vitus Ordo, by the celebration of Mass, which may be celebrated by a priest of the society. Where the above is not possible, or if there are no priests in the diocese able to receive the consent of the parties, the ordinary may grant the necessary faculties to the priest of the society, who is also to celebrate the Holy Mass, reminding him of the duty to forward the relevant documents to the diocesan curia as soon as possible." Now, I want to point out a couple things. First, the document states that the couple getting married has to approve the diocesan priest. Otherwise, the bishop can give faculties to the SSPX priest to perform the marriage rite. If a couple was okay with a Novus Ordo priest marrying them, they wouldn't be getting married in an SSPX chapel. So it's highly unlikely that a Novus Ordo priest would be approved by the couple. This is why many bishops have given their local SSPX chapels a blanket approval. But even on that rare occasion that a diocesan priest is performing the marriage, the document specifically says that it is the SSPX priest who will perform the Mass. What does that tell you? Undeniable truth number 8. Even if everything the critics of the SSPX say were true, which it is not, canon law gives you the right to attend their masses and receive sacraments, even acts of governance, under certain conditions. Let's say the critics are right. The SSPX is as schismatic as the Orthodox or any Protestant church. They're not, but let's just say they are. The Code of Canon Law gives us permission to attend SSPX masses and receive other sacraments from them validly and licitly. Code of Canon Law 844.2 reads, "Whenever necessity requires it or true spiritual advantage suggests it, and provided that danger of error or indifferentism is avoided, the Christian faithful for whom it is physically or morally impossible to approach a Catholic minister are permitted to receive the sacraments of penance, Eucharist, and anointing of the sick from non-Catholic ministers in whose churches those sacraments are valid." Now, let's say that they are not schismatic, they are Roman Catholic priests whose faculties are suspended ad divinis and who exercise no canonical function, which is the case. Well, Canon 1335.2 says, "If a censure prohibits the celebration of the sacraments or sacramentals, or the performing of acts of the power of governance, the prohibition is suspended whenever this is necessary to provide for the faithful who are in danger of death. If a lata sententia censure has not been declared, the prohibition is also suspended whenever one of the faithful requests a sacrament or sacramental or an act of the power of governance. For any just reason, it is lawful to make such a request." The salvation of souls is the highest law in the church. So if it is better for you and your family to be in an SSPX chapel than the Novus Ordo, in order to save your souls, you have the right to do so according to canon law. And that priest's suspension is lifted. So let's think about this. A person goes to an SSPX chapel for confession, which they have every right to do. Their sins are absolved validly and licitly. They sit down in the chapel for Mass because they feel attending the SSPX Mass is better for them spiritually, and it would be easier to save their soul there than at the Novus Ordo. The priest's suspension for saying Mass publicly has just been lifted. So with the SSPX, we have priests who are suspended until they perform a sacrament or sacramental. At least one person in that crowded chapel every Mass is approaching the SSPX priest for Mass and communion with just cause. And if that suspension is lifted for them, it's lifted for everyone. Let's take the blessing of sacramentals. Now, I want holy water blessed in the old rite. It's more potent. The new rite removed the exorcisms. They watered down holy water. Not to mention, I know the holy water font at the SSPX chapel is actually holy water and not just tap water because the priest was too lazy to mess with it or doesn't think it matters anyway. And the blessing of sacramentals. I want the old rite blessing sprinkled with old rite holy water on my rosary, not the quick blessing of the person you get in the new rite. So when I approach the altar on the second Sunday after Mass, that priest's suspension is lifted because I have just cause. The fact that my chapel has a dedicated time set aside to bless articles rather than having to awkwardly approach the priest after Mass or make a call and set an appointment is a spiritual advantage and thus justifies it. Despite the fact that these truths are undeniable, there are those who will deny them, such as John Salza, who claims that attending Mass at an SSPX chapel does not fulfill your Sunday obligation. I already have a video refuting him called "Do SSPX Masses Fulfill Your Sunday Obligation? Response to John Salza." See that video for a more detailed response. But he says if you don't believe him, then just ask your bishop. Well, Matt Gaspers of Catholic Family News did just that. He sent a letter to the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, after the consecration of the SSPX Church, the Immaculata, in St. Mary's, Kansas. It reads in part, "Does Archbishop Nauman consider the members of the SSPX to be schismatic? If yes, on what grounds? Does Archbishop Nauman hold that Catholics may fulfill their Sunday and holy days of obligation by attending a Mass offered by an SSPX priest? If no, on what grounds? And does Archbishop Nauman ever grant faculties to the SSPX priests to witness Catholic marriages in accord with the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei's 2017 letter? Thank you for your time and attention to my questions. I look forward to hearing back soon." The response he got back was this, quote, "While regrettably the Church and the SSPX are not currently in full communion, the Archdiocese does not consider the SSPX to be schismatic. While canonically one may fulfill one's obligation to participate at Holy Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation by attending an SSPX Mass, the Masses are not licitly offered by priests possessing the grant of priestly faculties from the Archdiocese. Therefore, participation at SSPX Masses to satisfy one's Sunday obligation is discouraged. The Archdiocese does, in support of Pope Francis's pastoral outlook as expressed in the 2017 letter, grant SSPX priests the faculty to witness marriages when the priests request it. The Archdiocese understands that at this time, the SSPX priests in St. Mary's request faculties to witness all marriages at the Immaculata. Now, this is all consistent with what the PCED and supporters of the SSPX have been saying for decades. So the bottom line is this. The SSPX is not in formal schism. Nobody in the SSPX is excommunicated. You can fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending an SSPX Mass. It is not a sin to do so, nor do you incur any penalty doing so, so long as you do not wish to separate yourself from the Roman Pontiff, but doing it rather for, say, love of the Latin Mass. All their sacraments are valid, confession is also licit, and marriages are valid and licit under certain conditions. Until my next video, God bless.